就是跟我们的三根一起起来了。
啊。
啊，一根正念起来就是我们三根起来。啊。嗯，这个跟我们的阿赖耶，我们的有分识起来的。嗯。那么第二呢，跟那个目标的眼睛起来。你的目标呢是可以跟那个正念起来的，你的目标没有正念的。啊，好像你喜欢吃，很喜欢吃什么臭豆腐啊，啊，臭豆腐不起来吗？都有正念的，弹性起来啊。完了呢，别人呢臭豆腐起来呢，那你就很兴起来了。啊，这个不适合的目标。啊，这是讲目标的力量啦。你讲如果讲啊念佛啊。佛啊，他说佛有多少正念在那边的、啊？就是虽然是不是这个啊，智慧禅的，是比较经常的，跟信心有关系的，但是也是也有多少正念的、啊、那个目标啊，依靠依赖目标的力量的原因。哎，第三呢是修行，思念处，是智慧禅那种的目标的。方法依靠那个顺念啊，啊，那个正确的顺念呢，啊，那么那个正念就会起来，啊，这个就比较啊，真是那个智慧的正念了、啊。那么第四个呢，就是已经顺念过的，以前修过的，所以以前修过的呢，我们现在修了，它很快就回来，为什么？过去的因缘我们已经放进去了，吸气全部在那边，然后我吸啊，闭眼睛啊，观腹部上下啊，自然那个正念全部来了，啊，就是现在你特别去鼓励他起来，他自己起来了，因为过去的修过的因缘了，啊，这个有四个了，虽然这是。但是也有其他的方法啊、哦。那么从这边起来了呢，那么我们比较去在修这是智慧禅的正念里面，就是留在观世里面了、啊，就是在观那个纯思法啊、三法印啊，那边就比较。
transcendental, 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 transcend
anything, but if we have already the idea to develop insight, already the seed has put in, then although it's just like planting the seed is not a plant yet, but you plant the seed. When the mindfulness grows, it grows in the development of insight. Although the insight may not have arisen, but it grows inside the development of insight. So the arising of mindfulness depends on various conditions. So the important part here is the adhiṭṭhāna, aspiration. What you want, the yena. You want to be a bodhisattva, you want, may I be a Sama Sambuddha? Who here wants to be a Sama Sambuddha? Our venerable here. So every time they make any good deeds, all the energy will go in that direction. So if you're known to be a bodhisattva, you want to get out of the rut as quickly as possible. This is the final yang. you go high. No? Therefore, when you make a wish to be quickly developed inside, to be free from samsara, then the mindfulness that you develop from the very beginning will grow in that direction. This part is important. So, but the mindfulness comes about in different ways. One way is through your rebirth consciousness. Because human beings are a result of good karma. The good karma gives result to your present existence. And so when you come to this existence, and this rebirth consciousness, this pavangacitta, is mindfulness there. This mindfulness is not the same as when you practice mindfulness, that it is in a passive form. So there's this clarity, basic clarity there. You see your rebirth consciousness clearly, then you understand. It has a basic clarity there. It's actually not so different from the mindfulness that you practice, but it is passive. It's not active, it's passive. And so, from that is a base, which means that human beings have a potential for strong mindfulness. Depending on whether the root of wisdom is also there or not, we can grow faster. So, this is one thing. Second thing, common thing, is the power of the object. Certain objects have more power to bring up mindfulness. Certain objects have more power to bring up defilements. It is in the nature of the object, you know. It doesn't have to. 不需要的,但是它自然它的心想是这样的。 For example, a bright object will give a bright mind. A dark object will give a dark mind. There's the nature of the object, you know. So certain objects give rise to mindfulness, certain objects have the tendency to give rise to defilements. Like a very beautiful, attractive object gives rise to craving. Very ugly, repulsive object gives rise to anger. And a very dull, uninteresting object gives rise to illusion. And this is a general tendency. No, not necessary, but general tendency. Then you have these objects to give rise to mindfulness and loving kindness and all that thing. So it comes with the nature of the object. So you choose the object which are useful. Then third is the mindfulness, it comes with practice. And for example, you have no mindfulness, so you teach how to practice, you must know this, not that, do that, walking, sitting, all those methods. And then from there, this comes from the initial willpower to be mindful. Call it the righteous will. Will to be mindful. So you know what mindfulness, you have the will to be mindful, then you keep practicing so that the mindfulness grows. This is from the present practice. Then finally, it is the mindfulness that comes from result of past practice. Since you have practiced before, and so, because of habit, because of conditioning, and the practice that mindfulness comes from. There are people who have meditated before, when they come to meditate, the mindfulness sometimes automatically comes up. Because in the mind knows that time to retreat, the mindfulness comes up. Time to go back, no need mindfulness. So because of previous practice, the mindfulness arises. This is very important for continuation of progress in the practice. Then after that, it become very strong here to have mindfulness from conscious will and contemplative methods. And this is when you practice satipatthana. When you practice the satipatthana meditation, that's what we are doing here, and so on. So these are when mindfulness become very strong. and it becomes really towards the transcendental level. So it has to be very thorough and very strong, like a light. It has to be very strong, you must keep developing it. Otherwise, it doesn't. You think that a man, the ordinary man, can simply lift up this heavy weight? Cannot. You must every day practice heavy. They say in the Chinese Qing Kung. You know Qing Kung, how did they learn Qing Kung? You see, they tie the iron in the leg, then they jump. After that, you tell, on the tear, on my jar, the Kung Liang, tell the tail. Swim. You prefer now, come on, young, I will get a tear. 从这个龙泉出来啊
很假的，以前我训练了我自己训练的，我绑那个贴啊，是我脚啊，也不错呢，我可以冲到那个屋顶那边呢。
啊，你参加奥运会？哈哈哈哈哈！哈哈哈哈哈！哈哈哈哈哈！哈哈哈哈哈！哈哈哈哈哈！哈哈哈哈哈！哈哈哈哈哈！哈哈哈哈哈！哈哈哈哈哈！哈哈哈哈哈！哈哈哈哈哈！哈哈哈哈哈！哈哈哈哈哈！哈哈哈哈哈！哈哈哈哈哈！哈哈哈哈哈！哈哈哈哈哈！哈哈哈哈哈！哈哈哈哈哈！哈哈哈哈哈！哈哈哈哈哈！哈哈哈哈哈！哈哈哈哈哈！哈哈哈哈哈！哈哈哈哈哈！哈哈哈哈哈！哈哈哈哈哈！哈哈哈哈哈！哈哈哈哈哈！哈哈哈哈哈！哈哈哈哈哈！哈哈哈哈哈！哈哈哈哈哈！哈哈 是啊，高就辛苦了，把握比较好。And so in this case, this development of mindfulness to contemplative meditation is a systematic practice, the development of mindfulness in the proper way, like the Satipatthana. And when you develop it more enough, then it becomes the development of insight, mindfulness of insight into the ultimate realities and three universal characteristics. This is when the mindfulness becomes actual vipassana mindfulness in development. So it's a Kaiser, 如果还没有到这边呢，还有真言，也可以讲你修慈悲禅，但他没有真正找智慧了。啊，到智慧禅的真言呢，他的真言变作念菩提分。
哦，念一个
句子。念觉知。
念
觉知。啊，念觉知。这念觉知呢，就是他有。也是看得清楚是无我，因为你看开始第一个观知，看那个目标腹部上下，那个时候到达的身世的腹部上下是什么？是风大，那个风大，那个目标呢就是风大，那个观他的心事呢就是。有这个真言觉知，观察，这个是三，这个是风知，那个是风知的身，那个风知的面，啊，就是在那边是那个，哦，那么呢，再加下去呢，它的三法印呢，月夜明显，啊，要清楚，那如果三法印一清楚，就是那个风知的生灭法。无常无我就会越来越清楚，这个就是讲那个真念也是三法印也是越来越清楚，因为它已经一起来了嘛，你不可以讲啊，那个心有动啊，看它有变啊，看到那个目标变了也 啊那个不圆满啊， 因为他一起来的嘛，那个生灭跟那个心事的生灭一起一堆一堆来了，很快的，所以这个就是到时候呢，好像那个真念那集看到无我很清楚，不是我的真念，就是不是我去观，要自己去观，你在哪里？你不在，本来就不在了。不是，为什么他会管呢？因为他比你们还嘛。他自己去管了啊，所以好像他有自己的生命一样啊。这个真的有代表是生命一样，那就开始做事了。你不要管，他也管啊啊。你好像要告诉啊，你要贪心吃东西啊啊，我要贪心吃什么？吃水果啊，很好吃啊。他讲不要贪心啊，你就不要贪心了。要吃吗？不要吃啊。为什么？是真正知道吗？他自己开始发展了。所以就是啊，有时候到时候到回家也有这样的事。他们有的人要做坏事啊，想要做点坏事啊，什么来变化还是什么啦，要变不可以变，变不出，那他不可以，不可以讲话，要打人不可以打，没有那种的，那个正正快快就停止他，不然呢，我想一次一个人呢，在我以前我们山洞那边呢。讲法交餐，那山洞那个人呢，山洞很多那个蚊子啊，那个人要打蚊子，你给他看到的啊，你杀生，这不可能，这个不是自己要来的，是他别人看到。所以到时候啊，苦啊，他也是观苦啊，那我不要看过苦，这样苦啊，他也是去看。因为他是自然现象嘛，那这个就是训练这个超越的正念呢，他也是跟着那个三法印一起来，一直变，一起生灭的，所以 when we practice, after we practice the contemplative methods of so what to do, what to watch, what to not, then afterward it becomes automatic. When it becomes automatic and becomes strong, the methods that we teach are automatically to guide you to see the ultimate realities and the three unity characteristics, impermanence, non-self, and suffering. So at that point, then it becomes transcendental. That is, what is transcendental? That means you don't stop at the ultimate realities. You don't just stop at the wind element. You don't just stop. Because when you have that mindfulness, you see beyond the wind element. And what you said yesterday, you don't just stop at the specific characters. You see beyond that. The conditioning. And just like people say, do everything, you must be present. Here and now. Yes, but here and now are also still concept. Here where? Here. California. When? Now. Now. Time. 6 o'clock plus. This is still concept. So what it means, you bring you to see the nature that is present. Not the presence, but the presence. Not the presence, but the presence. Presence is time. Presence is the phenomena. The earth element, the presence of the earth element, material reality. And so, when you can do like that, you don't stay there. What is the presence? Presence is one level, you see the characteristics. Second level, you see the conditioning. This earth element does not exist alone. It cannot exist alone. just like a microscope, you see one eye, in somebody's little eye, Oliver's eye, all you have is one eye. You look properly, Oliver's eye has so many things inside. Oliver's eye is made of so many cells. It's always, you know, blood cells and retina cells and all those cells. So in the same way, you see earth element, it's not just earth element. So many conditions involved. Then you go into the conditioning. So when the mindfulness starts experiencing the conditioning, that means it doesn't stay still. No, it starts going deeper and deeper, and what is described as the three universal characteristics. So when that happens, the mindfulness and the consciousness changes with the changing object. And one thing is, we see here, we are talking about the mindfulness, and it goes into three universal characteristics. That means the mindfulness goes hand in hand with the changing object, which is, this is non-self. It has a life of its own. That means it behaves according to the conditions that it has been trained and so on. That means it doesn't have to listen to you anymore. Because you are sometimes crazy, you know. Because mindfulness is never crazy. Sometimes you say, meditation is so difficult, I don't meditate, I want to sleep. So you try to sleep, but you won't sleep. You say, meditate! So you try to sleep, but your mind is still nothing, rising, falling, sleeping, ding, ding, dum. So what? Let it meditate. So it's been a good thing. Before that, it doesn't want to meditate. You ask it to meditate, it doesn't want to meditate. That one is not mindfulness. You don't want to meditate, but mind meditates. That one is super personal mindfulness. No stuff. So, and finally, you find that this mindfulness develops or keeps developing as you practice. The impermanence also becomes very clear. The mindfulness also becomes impermanent. The mindfulness arises and disappears. Arise and disappear. It can arise and disappear very fast. But you know, say why? I don't want mindfulness to disappear. But mindfulness disappears anywhere, whether you like it or not. But in this case, it disappears, but it appears in the mind finer form, the better form, in the deeper form. It's different, no? Normal mindfulness is, I don't want to meditate. You stop meditating, the mindfulness goes off. It doesn't come back. This one keeps coming back. It becomes finer and finer, and finally you see that it goes into the suffering. But it goes into suffering. Sometimes it looks like suffering also, because it's part of it. But it's different in the sense that it goes beyond suffering. There's two sides of suffering. The suffering that makes you suffer more. It's the suffering that purges itself of the suffering. It goes beyond itself. But this suffering is not the pain of the body and mind. It comes with a change itself. And in this case, when you see the suffering, you see the mindfulness is there. The mindfulness is very clear and very strong. It's not affected by the suffering. But when you're affected by the suffering, it's not good enough. In Chinese, we say, Tang Hu Bo Gao. So this goes very deep, because the nature of mindfulness, as you go deeper in this transcendence, it becomes very, very much different. And when you go into the supramundane, the mindfulness is completely. You cannot think, how is it? Mindfulness is like that. Don't think. Cannot think, because it's completely different. 所以这个是看你看你的经验，我问问你，你不知道你的真人你的修行对不对呀？啊，你看你一个是你看的目标，目标也是很难讲，目标是心念法念出的，跟 mind object 那个法身的目标啊，难讲啊。啊，我现在那些人呢，啊，跑去法念出太快呀、啊，看到就那些那个相那个相啊，啊，他不知道是什么来的。他跑去那个心室啊，他不知道什么心室呀，因为是第一次遇到啊，他不大清楚啊，啊，因为没有经验过嘛，啊，这个是树干看不到的，没有找不到的，那、啊、算对不对啊？我师父说还有发心心不发人静啊，啊，如果有怀疑啊，最好呢回去看那个。我知道你的心啊，你不可以依赖那个目标的现象来判断，啊，你要看你的心识跟真念的判断。你真的有没有真念啊？不一定啊，不一定是惨的。有一定有真念啊，真的是啊，没有错啦啊 ，OK， 就比较有信心啊。啊，就是看看回去那个真脸了，啊，到目标呢，正确不正确，对不对呢？啊，至少呢，你要知道它是不是真实的，啊，形式的看得比较清楚。到跑去那个法尘呢，啊，那个不一定啊，什么都可以的，啊，但是如果有经验呢，跑到那个。就深的观智啊，啊，特别是叫苦相的观智啊，还是其他的观界啊，观智啊，啊，他的目标也是很快的，啊，有的是观智来的，你开始看他不认识啊，以为是你乖乖东西，不是什么东西啊，啊，那么你这个不对啊，你想这个不对啊，走错路了啊，就惨了，不会走了，因为退步。是吗？因为什么？你怀疑了，这真是假啊？所以你要看你的真念是啊。如果还是假，是找你啊，高你兵啊，上班啊，啊去找师傅啊。翁小一打不赢，回去找王飞鸿。啊，那、啊、我不在啊，你找那个谁家呢？但是如果你知道了，看到多次啊，啊，就明显了，你就没有怀疑，本来是这个的，啊。那么呢，比较危险呢，你越接近那个涅槃的境界，那个更危险啊。我们讲啊，最后爬山最后那段呢最难的，
对吧？
啊，所以那个最好呢，什么都没有想，什么都没有去做，一直正念正念正念。跑啊，越来越细，越来越细，越来越放下了，越来越解脱，越来越解脱心啊，越来越看那个无常，隔断隔断，嘎嘎嘎嘎嘎，阿弥陀佛，干 everything 干，啊，那个就是对了，你不要去做什么东西，就啊，我达到了，你看，啊。平常那个师父啊，马戏的师父讲啊，只有佛陀能够证明你达到大果还是没有达到大果，除了佛陀，没有人可以100%证明，是吧？那这个很重要，马戏讲的一点啊， 你师父给的好像你知道不知道啊，那个最因为最重要是你自己知道啊，虽然那个师父有时候知道的，最重要是你自己知道啊。因为这个初时间的智慧的正念呢，一来了啊，他不离开你了，一直在心里面的。So this one is what you call the mindfulness of three universal characteristics. Important because every time you don't know, you're not sure whether the object is proper development or not. You may have skeptical doubts. There's skeptical doubts there, you stop the process. Because a lot of people, they meditate, they get actual vipassana experience. But because nobody understands, around them understands. So they get scared. Think they're doing that. Even the simple first insight knowledge. Some people, I know, they meditate by themselves, it comes out. And then it comes out, they feel that they are not there, I'm not here. There's no self. But the people around them think that they have gone mad. Stop! You're going mad! So they stop, so they cannot progress. After many years, you come to practice again. Then I tell them, that's the object. But as you go on and on, you practice, you get more and more experiences which you are new to. Firstly, they are non-conceptual. Second, you have not experienced them before. Thirdly, it doesn't go along with normal rationality unless you've learned some Dhamma before, theory before. No, they don't know. So, you see, depending on the nature of that experience, your rational mind, your thinking mind may give you skeptical doubt. So what do you do? You judge from your own mindfulness. Am I mindful or not? When you see that you're mindful, you can't be wrong. And you see it again and again, it will be clearer to you what it is about. Sadhu Pandita, when he experiences something, he doesn't straight away tell you this is that, this is that. He says, keep on meditating and it will be clearer and clearer to you what you're watching. This self-realization. Sometimes we have to, some people, you need to tell them, no? It's wrong! Of course, I don't do that, but sometimes some teachers do this and knock the head. Not recommended. Especially ladies. Sometimes I know a monk who not hates some ladies, but he doesn't use his hand, he used the book. So, dangerous when they get concussion. Especially if they use big book. But no, if you have somebody to explain to you, then of course it's easier. You try again, you try and say it's like this. So sometimes the deeper you go to concentration and practice, the stranger the experiences come. One thing is, for example, those dukkhanyanas, those suffering, those inside knowledges on suffering, on disgust, on desire for deliverance and all that, on terror, and danger and all those, they can be quite nasty experiences. Not because you have anger, but because the nature of the formations are like that. The nature of the mind-body processes show that it's not always very nice. And so when you see that, the mind sees that in vipassana, it makes the mindfulness makes you see all these things. It dig up all this nonsense, no? And then so finally, you may think that you're having anger, you're having depression. And if you're not mindful, you can end up in depression. Especially if you see pain every day for a few months. So when you see all these things, you're not sure. But if you see the mindfulness, then you know you are mindful. You see all these so terrible things in your mind. Are you mindful? Yes, I'm mindful. Are you dreaming? I'm not dreaming. I'm very clear. No. What are you watching? All these terrible things, what you're watching? It's the consciousness. It's your own mind. What's all this funny thing like shit? It's your rising and falling. And so, you're not dreaming. So from there, you develop a certain special kind of detachment. So, this is getting familiar with the object of vipassana. But, at the beginning, you're not so familiar. It's important to go back to the seeing the nature of the consciousness and object that is watching the object. Second thing is when you go to the mind object. Mind object, so many different types of mind objects. Some are helpful, some are not helpful. Some are very close to vipassana, but not vipassana. Some doesn't look like vipassana, but they are vipassana objects. You know? So how do you know? So experience. Experience. And how do you handle this thing? Experience. So, that's why this is something you learn on the way. And when you go closer and closer to the unconditioned nirvana, and then it becomes more tricky. Because all those things are very subtle. Very, very subtle. And somebody once said, I think this is the most subtle thing I experienced. Nirvana, it must be it. I said, it's not the first time you said it. You said that many times before. Oh yeah, really, huh? So the best thing is when you practice, the mind becomes very subtle, very fine. Just keep on developing this vipassana mindfulness. And remember, this vipassana mindfulness is an open mindfulness. You accept what is. Because three characteristics in meaning of it is transcendence. And then it's something you can hold on to and something you can go beyond. Which is the nature of the sankharas, the mind body process. So, yes, as I said, so you can turn into the sanfa-ying. Sanfa-ying is what? It's wu-chang. It's the ku. It's wu-o. Wu-chang, you must know. And the sanfa-ying of wu-chang, it's not the wu-chang. Oh, I live a little老了哦，无常啊，啊，这个也是无常，但是不是讲的三法因的无常啊，看到你的车啊，屋子回来啊，我California屋子烧掉啊，啊，无常啊，这无常，但是这个不是三法因无常，这个跟他的真实的法不差不远了，没有了就算了。 就是无常，就是一生就是一灭啊，就是它是因缘法。二呢，苦呢，是什么是苦？苦就是生灭是苦，那苦不是讲那个辛苦跟身体的苦啊，是辛苦。辛苦是生灭，这苦这生灭苦不是指痛而已，它是全部苦的原因。全部苦就是苦的底啊。
什么是最多最靠近我用一个字就是假，不是真的，假性在那边啊，那么假是什么啊？我来个是底部啊。
一波啊，骗人的啊！但是呢，这个是理论来讲、来解释啊。但是呢，你看到生灭苦啊、生灭法啊，很明显呢、啊，它跟那个没有分别，好像同一样的。它不是同的，好像同一样，但是因为它是真实法，它比那个。 那个腰痛、头痛、心痛啊，比那个痛真实。 因为他的 真理就比较深啊，那人中啊这个是苦了啊，生灭就是苦，意思就是辛苦啊。无我是什么？我就是真实法了，真的就是无我了，真相是无我啊。所以这个意思是讲啊，你看呢、啊、这个真理啊有几层啊，第一层就是那个幻想嘛，第二呢是术士啊，啊，我们现在是
四叔弟，
四叔弟啊，啊，再进去呢就是这个啊，生死法，生死法因缘法，啊，它有什么差别吗？有什么差别？啊？你看看你的世界啊，是真的吗？世界是真的吗？好像是真的、啊、因为你制作它嘛，你说坚固嘛，你以为它是坚固的嘛，那心以为是坚固的嘛，那比较真的。但是好像我一个朋友讲，你看哇，你在乌江楼上北京打，那修行人在讲好像而已，就风一吹就没有了，大家也是对啊。一个人，那人呢、啊，像是的，你看那个人呢、啊，一个人像将军李安，哇，这个大师姐，这个大神一人啊，啊，这个是吧？一天死掉了，竟然没了，再有，要风吹了没有了，啊，为什么？也是啊，人还有在，那心不在了。像那个是啊，还有什么东西啊？啊，老人症啊，啊，他人看到他心不在了咯，他已经回去婴儿的心，是吧？他哪里了？没有了啊。你看到好像症啊，本来就是像的，里面好像抓不到的东西啊。你修到这个修心法，就看到它里面本来就是这样的啊，啊，本来你看那个明示法是什么？你抓到它吗？抓不到，那是真的。啊，所以这个就是我们看到这样呢，就是有智慧，那个智慧带出来，在幻觉中呢，就是幻觉起来了嘛，发梦起来，所以啊，我。自书啊，
四
书弟中啊，然后我就比较不是说四书弟的徒弟啊，啊，到近期呢就比较放弃，意思我们一直观到这样的上法印的意思，就是上法印是一个不能够抓住的说法来的，啊，所以你可以放更多呢，那就比较更平静了，啊，如果你放到完呢？完全的接受，你说啊，好，明白？啊，老刘啊，全部要放得完。So that's where the three characteristics come in. You see the three characteristics, where the what is three characteristics? Impermanence.Impermanence is a moment-to-moment change, which means the moment it arises, it disappears. As we saw there, you see, it's not there anymore. At first you see there, coming, slowly, going on the way. So you see faster, it comes, go away faster. And then finally you see, it disappears. It means the arising is passing, the passing is arising. That's the process. You cannot catch what arises, you cannot catch what passes.So fast, and that's the impermanence. No? Suffering is what? The suffering because of impermanence. Because you cannot catch it, it's unreal. You try and look at this impermanence again and again. Actually, you experience why it feels like pain. No? It's all kinds of things. Something you cannot really depend on, something you cannot really hold. If you hold it, think it as real.You're sure to have all the pain of the mind and body follow him. and no self-responsibility. You see like this, okay, you see deeper is different. You see somewhat deeper is different. And so, the nature of reality seems to change depending on the degree of your mindfulness and your insight. So when you take experience, the three characters, it means that the ungraspable nature of the mind-body processes. Ingraspable nature of the three of the sankharas, the formation, conditioned phenomena. This is what it means. So, but how much you realize this, how much you're willing to let go. You say it's like catching the wind. It cannot be caught hold of. But you look at it, it's so real. When you look properly, then you see they're just phenomena. So that's what it means. But the idea between the three universal characteristics is you have to let go. Not just letting go, I say, I let go. That doesn't work. You must let go of true understanding of the three universal characteristics. Letting go for understanding of the conditioned nature phenomena. That's what you let go. You let go until you finish, you completely let go everything, then you can reach the Nibbana object. Which means you have to see the most subtlest phenomena. So subtle that your normal mind cannot see. Only the meditative mind can see. When some people see it black out, see until the blackout disappear. So something like that, because you think it's nothing there anymore. Actually, there's something there. The rational mind doesn't disappear. If somebody says, if you say going to a dark hole, there's nothing there. And then the dark hole disappears. As you can see, so this is one example. So you see this one, this the idea is to just the lesson behind the three years watching three characteristics is to the lesson of detachment, letting go through understanding of the three characteristics through its finest form. One of the most dangerous thoughts arises, this is Nibbana, that's the most dangerous. You realize, you realize, you haven't realized, you haven't realized. Nobody needs to confirm anything. Because the teacher should know, But the important thing is you yourself should realize it.好像他们女儿修这个观世的这些超越的东西，他有给那个验啊，验啊，什么什么验啊，我啊，这个不是讲证明啊，你已经证到了，他最多是帮助你判断你自己判断你的成就。So this is generally the idea behind the three characteristics. What was that? It's a different ball game. It's a different ball game. 虽然是一样，但是他知道啊， instructions can be very different. Anyway, it's like a different ball game. Once you realize the first part, what the nature of Nibbana, the Thanks to the fellow. It's a different game altogether. Because from there you can get certain shortcuts and certain critical points in the practice, which are very vulnerable for the progress. Some are not, some are. It's a different game. It's a different game. Although the principle is still the same. Like generally, they make you go again and wash again and again and again, and then washing machine, wash more. And then after that, you become cleaner. But there are certain special methods that can be used, depending on individual potential. Some people I see can use certain methods. Some people can. If you are, if you want me to rest before. Oliver, okay, low game, team first down. That's when you have to get back, back, back. We draw down the sun. Okay, stop it for a minute. I want to, 明天再开始讲那个八年初那些主啊，题目啊，五戒啊，三五音啊，六根啊，七戒子，那个四圣谛啊，那么你就知道我这样解释给你看啊，再倒回来这边讲这些，你就明白。要法门就是什么？的利用啊，法门就的利用。Tomorrow we start to talking about the topics on the Dhammanupassana, the hindrances, the aggregates, the sense bases, the factors of enlightenment, and the truth. Otherwise, 就好像读书一样啊。后来那边好像不注意了，那是因为那个读书是佛法不是不对，对，当然它有一种深的意思啊。那个深的意思，比如那些修行比较明显的、深入的，他才有讲。哦，不然呢，他就是那种哦，对。
Sadhu,
Sadhu, Sadhu. Anyone here? Oh, 有问题哦。那个就是一个问题的那个。